Tonight's concert is all about pictures in sound and journeys of the mind. In the second half, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and conductor Ilan Volkov will be showing us pictures at an exhibition via Mussorgsky and Ravel. Before the interval, we're off to the museum, but, says composer Julian Anderson, if this is a museum, it is above all an imaginary one. The listeners' imaginations should be let loose. The world premiere tonight of a brand new piano concerto by Julian Anderson, written especially for tonight's soloist, Stephen Osborne. And see if you can spot a pianistic sensibility running through the whole concert. Each half starts with the orchestral tone paintings of Franz Liszt, who spent decades roaming around Europe as one of the greatest virtuoso pianists of all time. But then in the mid-19th century, he turned his hand to telling stories and painting pictures using an orchestra. It surprised me to find out that neither of the Liszt concert overtures that we're hearing tonight, so that's Hamlet to start and From the Cradle to the Grave after the interval, neither of them has ever been performed at the Proms before. Here's tonight's conductor, Ilan Volkov.
I really enjoy searching in this music. There's so much emptiness and intimacy and away from this huge grand gestures of romanticism. So even in Hamlet, where it's such a vibrant, beautiful piece, but it's also the small, quiet Ophelia moments are really very, very quiet and very intimate. And it's almost like 3, 4, 5 people playing suddenly, which I find really original and unique in these pieces.
That was tonight's conductor, Ilan Volkov. Well, we'll be hearing Hamlet now from 1858, and instead of trying to sum up the plot of Shakespeare's play, Liszt really hones in on the psychological portrayals of the two main characters. We meet Ophelia, represented by tender clarinets, and for Hamlet, we get a striving upward theme in the strings. Things begin to fall apart before a funeral march, and finally, a bleak closing shudder that ends the tragedy. The applause you're hearing is for the leader of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, Laura Samuel. Don't forget that if you're listening at home, you can listen in Radio 3 Concert Sound. That's essentially the best quality sound that the BBC has ever broadcast. It will feel like you're actually here with us in the Albert Hall. Just click on Concert Sound on the Radio 3 website or the Proms website. And here comes Ilan Volkov, tonight's conductor, to conduct the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra in Hamlet by Franz Liszt.
Thank you. Thank you.
was Hamlet, a concert overture by Franz Liszt. Ilan Volkov conducted the BBC's Scottish Symphony Orchestra here at the Royal Albert Hall. Well, if Hamlet was a proms first, well, next we have a world first. This is the premiere of a brand new piano concerto by Julian Anderson, written for tonight's soloist, Stephen Osborne. It's called The Imaginary Museum, and it takes a piano, not exactly the most nimble of instruments, on an imaginary journey around various locations around the world, starting right here in the Royal Albert Hall. It was written for and dedicated to Stephen Osborne, and I spoke to him and Julian Anderson earlier. Stephen started off by telling me what it is he loves so much about Julian's music.
Julian has this wonderful, broad sense of harmonies. I don't know if it's slightly borrowed from Tippett, but I know there's a whole spectralist.
You're nodding, it. Julian.
But, well, we're both big Tippett fans. And also just simply how he deals with sound. It's so colourful how he uses the orchestra. And maybe above all, actually, the shape of the pieces. There's a certain unpredictability, which is really wonderful, that the pieces unfold very spontaneously. Or I think Julian doesn't actually, you don't know how they're going to end, do you? But have you ever known the end of a piece when you started?
Very rarely.
It's kind of interesting that you mentioned that, because the end of this concerto struck me as surprising, almost as if there's a new gesture, a kind of forward-looking gesture that comes in right at the end. Did you know that you were going to get there?
No, I had no idea, but I did suddenly have a sort of flash. I heard the end of the piece, and last year I heard his concert here, and I heard him play L'Oiseau Triste of Ravel as an encore, and that opening note, which for those who want to know is a B-flat, whatever, I was just ringing quietly round the hall, playing this wonderful range of quiet touch, and you could have heard a pin drop. And I thought, I've got to use that.
And you
and
really
that was actually is the start of my pieces, the same B flat.
And you really, really do use it, because there's so much quiet music in this concerto, which listening to the rehearsal struck me as a really bold thing to do in the Albert Hall. But there you go. That was Stephen's particular sensibility that you were working with.
I think it was. So the trip starts in the Albert Hall with Stephen playing his encore last year, effectively, except he only plays the first note, which is this B-flat, and it's in the treble, and you hear it sort of reverberating, and he's almost like testing the acoustic. And this movement is called The World is a Window. And the second movement is called Janáček's Wells. I adore the music of Janáček. He wrote a fabulous article about the wells around his birthplace in Hochwalde. And they're really strangely shaped. There are photographs of them, and I wanted to have Stephen play into one. So he throws musical scales and things into the well, and the orchestra bubbles away in response. And eventually we land out into the sea, which is the third movement, without interruption. It sort of catapults into the sea. And then there's a break, and then the fourth movement is called Forest Murmurs, and this is the scherzo. Then there's a big slow movement, which is called A Song Before Dawn. And this is for me to do with the Australian desert and to do with a particular bird in the Australian desert of which I'm very fond, the pied butcher bird, which sings very long, slow and low melodies, much lower than any other bird I know, more like the range of a flute. And gradually it builds to a kind of explosion in the orchestra, which is, for my mind, is sort of dawn, pretty much. And then that recedes and you hear a reprise of the melody, but with a synthesizer playing a piano sound tuned down a quarter tone, which changes the piano sound quite substantially. And finally, the last movement after another break is called Mountain, and is basically you look at this big mountain, then you climb up it very strenuously, very lots of loud chords, loud rhythms and so on.
And I love that bit.
Stephen really pounds it out. And then you kind of have a big vista to look at, and so I gave him a little sort of mountain lullaby with the quarter tone piano. Then at the end, it's kind of, I don't want to get too programmatic about it, but I'm very fond of the Ken Russell film about Delius. Just before Delius went blind, and this is true, he asked to be carried up to the top of a mountain to see the sunset on the hills in the distance, and he saw that. And that, for me, is what the end is like. It's like a huge sunset in the orchestra with the piano on top.
Well, that was Julian Anderson and Stephen Osborne speaking to me earlier. It's also worth mentioning that Julian Anderson says that acoustics of these virtual locations is almost as important to the sound of the music as any specific evocation of place. See if you can spot the well, Janáček's well, being conjured up by the orchestra. Stephen throwing bits of music into the well and the orchestra batting it around. And here they come, pianist Stephen Osborne and conductor Ilan Volkov, to give the world premiere of The Imaginary Museum by Julian Anderson with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Imaginary Museum, a brand new piano concerto given a world premiere, performed by the man it's dedicated to, Stephen Osborne. Ilan Volkov was conducting the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. From the Cradle to the Grave, a symphonic tone poem by Franz Liszt. Ilan Volkov conducted the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra here at the BBC Proms and live here on BBC Radio 3. The original title of that piece translates as From the Cradle to the Coffin, but Liszt would later decide to change it. After all, he wrote, the coffin remains just an item of furniture while the tomb becomes metaphorical. Nothing the Romantics liked more than a nice Gothic metaphor. Well, as the orchestra retune and reconfigure, we arrive at some of the most dazzling colours ever crafted for orchestra. The original version of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition was for solo piano, the most profound masterpiece of Russian piano music, according to the great Russian pianist Sviatoslav Richter. Mussorgsky's writing was incredibly vivid, a kind of sturdy and unflinching Russian realism. The piece came about as a spontaneous reaction to seeing an exhibition of watercolours by a good friend of Mussorgsky's, the architect and painter Victor Hartmann, who had died suddenly at the age of 39. Mussorgsky went to the exhibition and then he rushed home full of musical ideas to make an exhibition of his own that could hang in oral space. Ideas, melodies come to me on their own accord, he wrote to a friend. I can hardly manage to put it all down on paper fast enough. Well, in one sense, Mussorgsky kind of shot himself in the foot a bit, because by coming up with such well-defined musical images, he inspired a whole slew of orchestral versions. And the fame of the best of them, which is by Ravel, has possibly eclipsed the sinewy sound of the piano originals. Ravel made this music indisputably French, from the smoky saxophones that you're going to hear in Old Castle to the plaintive oboe lines while the children play in the third movement. This was an era, remember, the early 1920s, when Paris was obsessed with all things Russian. But not so much the Russian realist school that Mussorgsky was interested in, more the exoticism of Diaghilev and the Ballet Russe. Maybe Ravel's version of the pictures at the exhibition outshimmer the grit of the piano pieces, but the fantastical imagination of the original is still absolutely there. The piece begins with a striding promenade theme. Very Russian in its irregular rhythm and mode. It's actually Mussorgsky himself walking through the gallery. And walking onto the stage is Ilan Volkov to conduct Mussorgsky via Ravel, Pictures at an Exhibition.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
great gate of Kiev. Huge grandeur and the clanging of bells right under the bust of Henry Wood, plus one last appearance of the promenade theme. Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, originally piano pieces orchestrated by Ravel and performed here at the Royal Albert Hall by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Ilan Volkov.